Without further ado, let's go right to the Sticky Fingers Hotline and talk to our buddy Kevin Mano from MTV.
Hey there. What's going on?
What's up, bro?
Nothing, dude. Just, I don't know, living. How's the weather over there in Arkansas these days?
It's cool, but things are getting hot and sweet, my friend, because we are ready to go to the Sugar Bowl. And around here, anything Razorback related is something that people get excited about, so that's all we're really focused on right at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So there's that. How are things out there?
Things are good. It's actually pretty cold. I'm from Chicago, and everyone's like, oh, you're from Chicago. You're used to it, but you're never really used to cold. I went to the Giants game over the weekend. I thought you'd be interested in that. I was at the Slaughter, killed the Redskins, but it was freezing. That's my point, just absolutely freezing.
Albert Haynesworth of the Redskins has been added to the Too Stupid to Live list, which we kind of keep track of around here. It changes from day to day, but he's definitely at the top of the list right now. 100 million bucks.
Who else is on that list? I like that. I like the concept there.
It just varies. We haven't done one in a while, so I'd have to readdress it, and we'd have to figure out, do you have anybody you'd like to nominate for the Too Stupid to Live list?
Let me think about that for a second. Before I get off the phone with you, I'll hopefully have a nominee.
I'm sure one of the Kardashian sisters was on that list at some point.
You could probably put them all on, to be honest with you.
No, Kim's above reproach, and Courtney's darling.
I have a Kim story today, too, so I don't know. You probably know all about it, Kevin.
See,
I heard the other day someone said that Khloe Kardashian is the – no, wait, what did they say? Oh, the quote was, ravioli is the Khloe Kardashian of pastas.
Oh!
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, but I guess it's funny.
She filled ricotta cheese?
I don't know. All I know is this. Khloe Kardashian is – well, she's a Yeti, and – we've been looking for a long time. She's a Sasquatch. I mean, and I don't know what the deal is there, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you're Lamar Odom, it's hard to find a woman you can look eye to eye with, so there's that.
Good point.
Okay, so what are we talking about this week? What is happening? Well, I was going to ask you, too, one more thing about New York City. Have you got any of that snow? I saw that there are parts of the country that are getting pounded. Are you guys getting hit at all?
Not at all. We got about a minute's worth of flurries the other morning, but nothing stuck, and it's just cold. No snow.
Somebody got some lake effect snow, and it was like 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some pictures. Yeah, Chicago got a ton of snow.
Yeah, I used to live in Duluth, and we would get lake effect snow occasionally, too.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, let's move on. I'm sorry.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about, I know it's only Wednesday, but movies coming out this weekend? It's pretty big. This time of year is always pretty massive.
We're excited about movies coming out now. I think Pat and I are both more excited about the movies coming out the next week when The Fighter comes out, which is sort of a personal, very personal project for Mark Wahlberg, which I think we're all looking forward to. But what is happening this weekend, movie-wise?
Well, this weekend it's The Tourist, which is Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. The two of them together should be pretty hot. And then The Tempest is coming out. And the reason I care about that is Russell Brand. I think he's awesome. And he looks like he's got some laughs in there. That's the Shakespeare. And then Chronicles of Narnia, there's a new one of those coming out. It's called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And those just, to be honest, I'm not too up on those movies. They remind me a lot of Harry Potter, and I'm sure it'll do very well.
They're way less dorky than Harry Potter, which I hate to say, but it's true. I've actually been to both of the first two. I've got a son that's 10, and we've been to both the first couple, and they're pretty good. I think this one's in 3D also, which will make it doubly exciting.
So, yeah.
What's the deal on The Tempest? What can you tell me about? Is it a comedy?
No, Russell Brand, I think, is the pretty much the only comedy element in the movie. But I don't know that much about it. Julie over here, my co-host on the show, is super excited about it because she loves Shakespeare and all that theatric jazz. So she's super excited about it, and I guess her excitement is rubbing off on me a bit.
All that crap is what you're basically telling me.
And I call it jazz. Right. You can call it crap. I'll say all that.
By
jazz.
The way, you need to. Tell Julie that she owes us.
Oh yeah.
We talked about this. We talked about this about an hour ago. She told me to tell you guys that you were off the hook. You don't have to watch Glee anymore.
Yeah, but she has to do something for us.
Yeah, we just never figured out what it was.
No, it was something where she has
to say, love Tom Brady, something like that.
Yeah, I love Tom Brady, I think is what it is. Or the Patriots are the best team in the league like that.
Yes. Well, here's the question though. Are you going to make her say that on your show or on our show?
Well, we don't control your show, and so if she wants to say it on that on the 7, that would be way better.
But we tried to get her to sneak something in during your show.
Yeah,
live. We tried to get her to sneak a word in.
We'll work something in. I'm on your side there, so we'll work something in.
I'm gonna sneak in the zone at some point.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably gonna happen. I saw the first. Maybe Tom Brady's in the zone. Something like that.
Bam.
I saw the first preview actually for the first movie you mentioned there with Angelina Jolie and what's his name? Johnny Depp. Thank you. How could I forget him? And that looks really interesting. That was the first time. But usually you see. You know, previews for movies like that way out. So that was pretty late in the game to be just kind of now getting them out. Maybe you've seen them before. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. I feel like when you've got stars like that in a movie, the promotion is just huge. But I honestly, I haven't seen too much for it.
Yeah, neither. So, but anyway, with those two in there, I'll definitely go see it. So,
let me ask you guys about Tron. That's next weekend. Tron Legacy. Are you familiar with the original?
Yeah, you know, I never saw it as a kid, but I mean, I know a lot of my friends did, and the video game was always very popular. I would play the video game, and you would throw the disc at the guys, and I never really knew exactly what that was all about, but I would play it anyway. And you had like the Tron cycle, and it was all kinds of weird stuff. But I don't remember
much. Had a great
much.
Handle in the arcade, right? Didn't have that big, the first big kind of you could shoot, handle everything in the arcade.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still haven't even seen the original. Everyone says that you need to, but I think this one looks pretty amazing. Just the effects in general make it worth seeing.
Yeah, will you go see The Fighter next week?
Absolutely. That that's at the top of my list. I'm so excited about that movie. Christian Bale looks awesome in that movie, and you mentioned Mark Wahlberg. Why is it so personal for him?
Well, just from Boston. Well, it was that's where the fighter's from, Mickey
right.
Ward.
It was a labor of love. He spent 4 years kind of working on the whole thing. He built a gym in his home to train, so he didn't have to be away from his family over a 4 year period. I mean, and he had Mickey Ward come out and he sort of worked him through his training. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story for Wahlberg, and I don't know where I saw that. I guess it was a 60 Minutes piece a while back.
Yeah, the 60 Minutes deal.
But I used to hate Mark Wahlberg, and I've come full circle on him.
No, you hated Marky Mark.
Or I guess you do a 180.
You love Mark Wahlberg.
No. In the movie Fear, back me up on this, Kevin. The movie Fear, he was horrendous as an actor. He has come so far since then.
That wasn't a very good movie, yeah, and he was a bad actor. I just picture him pounding his chest. Do you remember that?
Yes,
to give himself bruises.
Oh my gosh, it was so lame. I'm like, bro, really?
I mean, now I popped both your cherries.
Exactly. Oh, when your dad is the CSI detective and you still can't get rid of an unseemly young man, you're in big trouble. Although I don't think he was an actual detective in that movie, but
yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so what else is happening? I'm sorry, I've misplaced all my information.
No worries. There was a big thing around here this past weekend. We've been looking forward to this for a while because MTV and VH1 were all connected, and VH1 did their big Divas Salute the Troops thing live from California on Sunday. Katy Perry was there performing, Nicki Minaj, Paramore was live from Kuwait, Carrie Hilson was there. It was a big deal, and it was a massive success. I don't know if you guys watched the show, but the entire time they had a crowd full of troops. Everyone was just cheering the entire time. They were so happy. It was a wonderful, wonderful event. So we're all still pretty jacked up from that.
That's always cool. We love our folks in uniform around here. So
totally. There needs to be more stuff like that. Honestly,
totally
we should
agree.
Do one of those. I mean, once a month at least. I think.
I totally agree.
They deserve it all.
So, Kevin, how long have you been with MTV now?
Going on about 3.5 months now, I guess.
Okay. We were talking earlier on the show about our holiday parties. Much like a lot of other places, our Christmas party tends to be, there's stuff going on and all that jazz. I'll put it to you that way. So how about that, to speak in Kevin Mano terms? But it ain't exactly the most high-profile party in town, if you know what I mean. Any idea what kind of holiday party MTV's going to whoop up for its employees?
We already did, and I'm not supposed to give too many details away, but it's such a massive company, so many branches here. We had the party at the Hammerstein Ballroom, which is just huge. Thousands of people, over 5,000 people were there.
Wow.
We had Questlove from the Roots DJing.
Wow.
And Dougie Fresh was sort of emceeing the thing. It was just, it was crazy. It was packed. It was a lot of fun. I've heard a lot of stories in the last few months about MTV's holiday parties, and this was by far the biggest holiday party I've ever seen in my life.
That's very cool. Are you guys doing something special for New Year's?
Yeah, I think all of this information is just coming out like today. I think MTV put the press release
breaking
out about
news.
It. So we, Julie and I, are going to be hosting with a few others, hosting the New Year's show, here from Times Square, which is just blows my mind to think that we're going to be doing that. It's going to be amazing. I know we're going to have the whole cast of Jersey Shore here.
Oh, man.
And we're putting Snooki in a ball. And at midnight, we're going to do our own, ball drop. It's going to be the Snooki drop.
That's interesting. I've never seen a fire plug inside a ball. That'll look interesting.
Yeah,
so,
it's going to be big.
Can you, do you ever take a step back and go, holy crap, I'm an MTV, and I'm doing a New Year's Eve party on MTV. Just think about where you were, and not that you weren't doing well 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, but to think where you are now and some of the opportunities you're going to get now, for bringing your talents to MTV.
Mm-hmm. It's mind-blowing. It's still, it's been a few months, but I just still have not wrapped my mind around the reality of what's going on.
That's very cool. Well, we're so happy for you guys, and you guys have been great to us, so we appreciate that very much.
Thank you. We appreciate your support as well. We enjoy our weekly chats with you guys. I want to hit real quick Bruno Mars. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's going to be on our show tomorrow. He's going to be live in the studio on the 7 at 5 p.m. I think that's 4 for you guys. Do you know Bruno Mars? Are you familiar with him?
We know the Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he's huge right now. He's nominated for 7 Grammys.
7?
7 Grammys, yeah, because he's a writer, too. He wrote CeeLo's F.U. song.
He did.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good credit to get.
Totally. I think he's nominated for that one.
One of the greatest Kiss-off songs of all time.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
So I remember hearing that the first time, and I was like, really? Awesome. I like the whole song except the part where he kind of cries, where he fake cries at the one part.
I agree with you completely. And I just think it's awesome that song has gotten so big and that a song called F.U., not really what it's called, is actually nominated for a Grammy. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, people are starting to really think outside the box. My grandfather would really, really be disappointed, but you know what? He's not the target audience for most of the Grammy songs anyway.
I'm surprised at that because most grandfathers I know have a pretty dirty mouth.
Hey, he's a filthy animal. He just doesn't talk bad most of the time, so it's all good. You got to really do something wrong. And then when he cusses at you, he does it in Italian anyway, so you don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Way to do it.
All right, 4 o'clock. It is the 7. As always, Kevin, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again, I guess, maybe in 2 weeks. Because we'll talk to you
very soon. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Okay, buddy.
See ya.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.